Practice test 20, exercise 2, page 156. Вы услышите беседу двух друзей об игре на музыкальных инструментах. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста, 1 true, какие не соответствуют, 2 false, и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Вы услышите запись дважды. Обведите правильный ответ.
Now we are ready to start.
Tim, how long have you been learning to play the violin?
About 3 years now. It's a difficult instrument to learn to play, but I absolutely love it. Actually, before I started taking lessons, I did wonder whether I should choose an instrument that was slightly easier to learn, because everyone kept telling me that I should. But I don't regret my choice at all.
So what made you want to learn the violin then?
Well, it wasn't because of the sound it makes or anything like that, which is why the other people in my class say they decided to learn. I just thought it would be fun to see if I could learn to play a difficult instrument really well.
Wow, I wish I was like you. I had piano lessons for years, but I always hated them. My parents finally let me give up playing last year when I turned 13.
That's a shame. But I think most kids don't really like having music lessons. It's their parents who make them have them. I think my parents were really surprised when I asked them if I could learn to play an instrument.
So, if you enjoy it so much, I guess you practice a lot, right? I never practiced, and my music teacher used to get really annoyed with me.
I guess I practice about an hour a day, on average. But you have to practice for a lot longer than that every day if you want to get quite good. Compared to the other people in my class, I don't practice very much at all.
Do you want to get good enough to play in an orchestra one day?
I don't know. I like going to hear orchestras play, but I'm not sure if I would actually like to be in one. I think it's nice to play an instrument just as a hobby.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
Tim, how long have you been learning to play the violin?
About 3 years now. It's a difficult instrument to learn to play, but I absolutely love it. Actually, before I started taking lessons, I did wonder whether I should choose an instrument that was slightly easier to learn, because everyone kept telling me that I should. But I don't regret my choice at all.
So what made you want to learn the violin then?
Well, it wasn't because of the sound it makes or anything like that, which is why the other people in my class say they decided to learn. I just thought it would be fun to see if I could learn to play a difficult instrument really well.
Wow, I wish I was like you. I had piano lessons for years, but I always hated them. My parents finally let me give up playing last year when I turned 13.
That's a shame. But I think most kids don't really like having music lessons. It's their parents who make them have them. I think my parents were really surprised when I asked them if I could learn to play an instrument.
So, if you enjoy it so much, I guess you practice a lot, right? I never practiced, and my music teacher used to get really annoyed with me.
I guess I practice about an hour a day, on average. But you have to practice for a lot longer than that every day if you want to get quite good. Compared to the other people in my class, I don't practice very much at all.
Do you want to get good enough to play in an orchestra one day?
I don't know. I like going to hear orchestras play, but I'm not sure if I would actually like to be in one. I think it's nice to play an instrument just as a hobby.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.